Naropa Institute, Tuesday, July 25th, poetry performance with Allen Ginsberg and Stephen Taylor, Anne Waldman with ensemble, and a reading by Michael McClure.
So, tonight, I'm going to sing two songs to begin with Stephen Taylor. Elliot and I, neither Stephen nor Elliot and I had much chance to rehearse, so Stephen knows the songs already. These are the earliest songs I've written. The first, August 1948, a Western ballad. When I died, love, when I died, my heart was broken in your care. I never suffered love so fair as now I suffer and abide. When I died, love, when I died, when I died, love, when I died, I wearied on an endless maze that men have walked for centuries, as endless as the gate was wide. When I died, love, when I died, when I died, love, when I died, there was a war in the upper air. All that happens there. There was an angel at my side. When I died, love, when I died. Second song. 1954, Green Valentine Blues, written in the Chiapas rainforest. I went in the forest to look for a sign, fortune to tell and thought to refine. My green Valentine, my green Valentine, what do I know of my green Valentine? I found a strange wild leaf on the vine, shaped like a heart and as green as was mine. My green Valentine, my green Valentine, how did I use my green Valentine? Bodies I've known and visions I've seen, leaves that I gather as I gather this green Valentine. Valentine, 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 thus I did use my green Valentine. Madhouse and jailhouses where I shined, empty apartment beds where I pined. Oh, desolate rooms, my green Valentine, where is the heart in which you are outlined? Souls and nights and dollars and wine, old love and remembrance I resign. All cities, all jazz, all echoes of time. But what shall I do with my green Valentine? Much have I seen, and much I am blind, but none other than I has a leaf of this kind. Where shall I send you, to what knowing mind? My green Valentine, my green Valentine, to yesterday's love, tomorrow's more fine, all tonight's sadness in your design. What does this mean, my green Valentine? Regret, oh regret, my green Valentine. In contrast to that, in honor of the FBI finally invading Rocky Flats, Plutonian Ode, written 11 years ago here, dealing with the same problems that the FBI and the newspapers and the general public found, which was that for a long period of time under military secrecy, there was no accounting for the poisonous waste that was being spilled all over the county. And farmhouses nearby, and farmlands nearby, and Bloomfield watercourses. So this is a Plutonian ode, or ode to Pluto, the underground god of underground wealth, and father of the Eumenides, the spirits that come back to haunt those who do unmindful deeds. Plutonian ode. What new element before us, unborn in nature? Is there a new thing under the sun? At last, inquisitive Whitman, a modern epic, detonative. Scientific theme first penned, unmindful, by Dr. Seaborg with poisonous hand, named for death's planet through the sea beyond Uranus, whose thonic or father this magma-tiered lord of Hades, sire of avenging furies, billionaire, hell king, worshipped once with black sheep throats cut, priest's face averted from underground mysteries in a single temple at Eleusis, spring green Persephone nuptial to his inevitable shade, Demeter, mother of asphodel, weeping dew, her daughter stored in salty caverns under white snow, black hail, gray winter rain or polar ice, immemorable seasons before fish flew in heaven, before a ram died by the starry bush, before the bull stamped sky and earth, or twins inscribed their memories in cuneiform clay or crabbed flood, washed memory from the skull, or lion sniffed the lilac breeze in Eden, before the great year began turning its 12 signs, ere constellations wheeled for 24,000 sunny years slowly round their axis in Sagittarius, 167,000 times returning to this night. Radioactive nemesis, were you there at the beginning? Black, dumb, tongueless, unsmelling blast of disillusion? I manifest your baptismal word after 4 billion years. I guess your birthday in earthling night. I salute your dreadful presence, lasting, majestic as any god. Sabaoth, Jehovah, Astapheus, Adonais, Elohim, Yao, Yaldabaoth, eon from eon, born ignorant in an abyss of light, Sophia's reflections glittering, thoughtful galaxies, whirlpools of star spume, silver thin as hairs of Einstein. Father Whitman, I celebrate a matter that renders self oblivion, grand subject that annihilates inky hands and pages' prayers, old orators' inspired immortalities. I begin your chant, open-mouthed, exhaling into spacious sky over silent mills at Hanford, Savannah River, Rocky Flats, Pantex, Burlington, Albuquerque. I yell through Washington, South Carolina, Colorado, Texas, Iowa, New Mexico, where nuclear reactors create a new thing under the sun, where Rockwell war plants fabricate this death stuff trigger in iron baths. Hangar Silas Mason assembles the terrified weapon secret by 10,000, and where Manzano Mountain boasts to store its dreadful decay through 240 millennia, while our galaxy spirals around its nebulous core, I enter your secret places with my mind. I speak with your presence. I roar your lion roar with mortal mouth. One microgram inspired to one lung. 10 pounds of heavy metal dust adrift slow motion over gray Alps, the breadth of the planet. How long before your radiance speeds blight and death to sentient beings? Enter my body or not, I carol my spirit inside you. Unapproachable weight, oh heavy, heavy element awakened. I vocalize your consciousness to six worlds. I chant your absolute vanity. Yay, monster of anger birthed in fear. Oh, most ignorant matter ever created, unnatural to earth, delusion of metal empires, destroyer of lying scientists, devourer of covetous generals, incinerator of armies and melter of wars, judgment of judgments, divine wind over vengeful nations, death scandal of capital politics, molester of presidents. Ah, civilization stupidly industrious, canker hexon multitude, learned or illiterate, manufactured specter of human reason. Oh, solidified imago of practitioners in the black arts, I dare your reality. I challenge your very being. I publish your cause and effect. I turn the wheel of mind on your 300 tons. Your name enters mankind's ear. I embody your ultimate powers. My oratory advances on your vaunted mystery. This breath dispels your braggart fears. I sing your format last behind your concrete and iron walls, inside your fortress of rubber and nitrogen baths, concrete translucent silicon shields, in filtered cabinets and baths of lathe oil. My voice resounds through robot glove boxes and ingot cans and echoes in electric vaults inert of atmosphere. I enter with spirit out loud into your fuel rod drums underground on soundless thrones and beds of lead. Oh, density! This weightless anthem trumpets transcendent through hidden chambers and breaks through iron doors into the infernal room. Over your dreadful vibration, this measured harmony floats, audible. These jubilant tones are honey and milk and wine sweet water poured on the stone block floor. These syllables are barley groats I scatter on your reactor's core. I call your name with hollow vowels. I psalm your fate close by, my breath near deathless ever at your side to spell your destiny. I set this verse prophetic on your mausoleum walls to seal you up eternally with diamond truth, oh doomed plutonium. Bard surveys Plutonian history from midnight, lit with mercury vapor street lamps, till in dawn's early light he contemplates a tranquil politic spaced out between nations' thought forms, proliferating bureaucratic and horrific armed. Satanic industries projected sudden with $500 billion strength around the world. The same time this text is set in Boulder, Colorado, before Front Range of Rocky Mountains, 12 miles north of Rocky Flats nuclear facility in the United States, on northern hemisphere, North America, western hemisphere of planet Earth, 6 months and 14 days around our solar system in a spiral galaxy, the local year after dominion of the last god Jehovah, 1978, completed as yellow haze dawn clouds brighten east, Denver City white below, blue sky transparent rising empty, deep and spacious to a morning star high over the balcony above some autos, sat with wheels to curb downhill from Flatiron's jagged pine ridge, sunlit mountain meadow slope to rust red sandstone cliffs above brick townhouse roofs, as sparrows waked whistling through marine streets, summer green leafed trees. This ode to you, O poets and orators to come. You, Father Whitman, as I join your side. You, Congress and American people. You, present meditators, spiritual friends and teachers. You, O master of the diamond arts. Take this wheel of syllables in hand, these vowels and consonants to breath's end. Take this inhalation of black poison to your heart. Breathe out this blessing from your breast on our creation, forests, cities, oceans, desert, rocky flats and mountains, in the 10 directions, pacify with this exhalation. Enrich this plutonian ode to explode its empty thunder through earthen thought worlds. Magnetize this howl with heartless compassion. Destroy this mountain of plutonium with ordinary mind and body speech. Thus empower this mind guard spirit gone out, gone out, gone beyond me into wakened space. So, May days. As I cross my kitchen floor, the thought of death returns day after day. As I wake and drink lemon juice in hot water, brush my teeth and blow my nose, stand at toilet, a yellow stream issuing from my body, look out curtained windows, across the street, Mary, help of Christians RC Church. How many years empty the garbage pail, carry black plastic bags to the sidewalk before I boil the last soft egg? Day after day, glance my altar, sitting pillow, a sidelong look and sigh, pass bookcases, Greek lyrics, and volumes of military industrial secrecy. How many mornings out the window, springtime's gray clouds drift over a wooden owl on the rectory roof, pigeons flutter off the street lamp to an iron fence, I return to the kitchen, oatmeal cooking in an iron pot, sit in a wooden chair, choose a soup spoon, dreaming out my window, eat gruel as ailanthus trees bud and grow thick green like seaweed in rainy Atlantis, lose their leaves after snowfall, sit bare-branched in January's rusty winds, snap photographs focused on the clothesline, courtyard chimney pots a block away in Stuyvesant Town. How many years lie alone in bed and stroke my cock or read the Times on a pillow midnight, answer telephone talk, my stepmother or Joe in Washington, wait for a knock on the door, it's portly, Peter, sober, hesitant, inquiring supper, rarely visiting, rueful, a life gone by, you got the monthly rent? Armfuls of mid-morn mail arriving with despairing secretaries, rise and tuck my shirt in, turn the door lock key, go down the hallway, stairs, enter New York, Christine's Polish restaurant around East 12th Street corner on 1st Avenue, her taxi uptown to visit Dr. Brown, art museum, chest x-rays, smoking cough or flu, turn on the news from Palestine, listens to Lead Belly's lament on tape, black girl, Jim Crow blues, Irene, and Sunday Puerto Ricans climb concrete steps week after a week to church. Socks in the laundry, snap on the kitchen light, midnight, icebox, raid, sun-dried tomatoes, soft Swiss cheese and ham, pineapple juice, low rent control, $260 a month, clear Jim Seal sanded floors, white walls, Blake's Tiger illustrated Xeroxed on the bedroom bookcase, cabs rattling on dark asphalt below, a solitary house, Charles Fourier lent by Harry Smith on the bedside table waiting inspection, reading glasses ready with neck string to hang on breast if I rise, switch light off, pajamas in drawer for sleep, 80 volumes behind the headboard for midnight browsing, Yiddish poetry, Attila Joseph, Sacher Bhusan Dasgupta's obscure religious cults of Bengal, Louis Ferdinand Céline, De Vulgaria Eloquentia. What riches for old age, what cozy naps and long night dreams, browsing in Persepolis and Lhasa. What more, ask existence, except time, more time, ripe time and calm and warless time, to contemplate collapsing years, though body, teeth and brain and elbow ache, a crooked creak at backbone bottom, dry nostrils, mottled ankle and smart tongue, how many years to talk, sing in theaters, improvise in classroom, street, church and radio, far from Congress, how many more years eyes closed at 9 a.m., wake worrying, that ulcer in my cheek is cancer, should I have charged Burroughs' biographer for photos reprinted from 40 years ago, Miles, the editor, stylistic competence okay for literary history of the Beat Generation, should I rise and meditate or sleep in daylight, recuperate, flu, phone ringing in half an hour ago, what's on the answering machine? Give back my advances to Harper's, that's what. Who promised deadlines for this photo book? Wasn't I up at 2 a.m. revising poems? Why do I have to work so hard? Spontaneous verse? Take a plane to Greenland. Visit Dublin? Pen Club meets May 17th. Decision on Israeli censorship of Arabic press? Call up Cynthia Ozick, Yiddish translator, poetess, Zionist Yenta? Right, concentration camp expert moralist Eli Wiesel. What's his word? Quote, Arabs should throw words, not stones. Unquote. Is that quote accurate from the Times? Should I get up right now? Cross-legged scribbling journals with motor roar downstairs in the street. Stolen autos doctored at the curb. Or pull the covers over achy bones. How many years awake or sleepy, how many mornings to be or not to be, how many May mornings to come, birds chirp insistent on six-story roofs, buds rise in backyard cities, forsythia yellow by brick walls and rusty bed springs near the fence, how many Sundays wake and lie immobile, eyes closed, remembering death. Get up, 7 a.m., spring sunlight out the window, the noise of New Yorican drunkard on the corner. Remind me of Peter, Naomi, my nephew Alan, am I mad myself? Have always been so, waking in New York 61st year to realize childless, I'm a motherless freak, like so many million worlds, Patterson to Los Angeles to the Amazon, humans and whales screaming in despair from Empire State Building top to ocean, Arctic Ocean bottom. These are manuscript semi-sonnets inspired by Bernadette Mayer's classes and reading of her book of sonnets. Sort of a sonnet is a receptacle or container to put anything you want into it. The nerve, Vice President Quayle op-ed New York Times, re-Central American terrorism, yakking about how he told Robert Dobison, reported a decade head of Salvador's military death squads, that military subsidized and trained in USA by US Army, and new president Christianity to be good and behave so that everyone could conquer the FSLN terrorists. But New York Times said 3 years ago and last this year that government death squads killed not only leftists, but Catholic nuns, Bishop Romero, US Labor AID, good guys, democratic socialists, centrist land reformers in a bloodstained nation wherein 2% of the population owns 90% of farm acreage maintained by violence, blackmail, threat. So who's the terrorist? Dobison, Christiani, and Quayle. If talking terrorists, get your language straight. And who's the collaborator? New York Times. To These dirty bastards, the President and Congress, on the take, ignore the planet AIDS, desertification and deforestation of the skin, toxic chemicals in the pores of cityside, pulmonary ozone holes, carbon dioxide shield, acid rain falling through the air, brown smogged cities standing hot, water stinking, garbage and human feces choking the shorelines, billions of fish wasted or tainted or radioactive from broken down nuke dumps and drain pipes, coal factories and oily refineries sunk in Bayonne and Hong Kong, our very fires tainted with rainbow greased skeins. So what are stupid politicians yuckle about as our century of homeless war hallucination ends? Mess with the Bill of Rights. Compel loyalty by law. Amend the Constitution so nobody burn the very flag disgraced by madhouse industry. Wrap yourself in the flag and defecate on mankind. The dirty, cowardly politicians, may they choke in hell on their own lies and hypocritical naked ego oaths. How dare they wreck the planet and compel respect for their acid rain and millions homeless by threat of law, police, guns, and jail? 3. Let's see what this one is. I have a Sony 13-inch TV and monitor bought last year and a VCR of excellent quality with which I look at Kerouac documentaries and Harry Smith's animated montages and occasionally a glimpse of Undersea, Afrik Veldt, the evening's riots in Tiananmen Square, or talking heads uttering bureaucraties and copping attitudes. When I turn the dial, it's mostly screams, ambulances, police cars, awful music in deadly corridors where secretaries stare wide-eyed at psychopaths with hammers in hand, waiting the cue to strike amid screams and shouting, car crash noises, windows shattering, bombs exploding in Beirut and in imaginary Atlantas and Los Angeles where hideous cops beat up hideous drug lords with iron pipes and purple basements of ocean liners, blood rushing to my skull, adrenaline flows, the vicious killers get squashed by steamrollers run by psychopathic morons paid by Exxon. Who needs it? I look at TV maybe 20 minutes a week. And conclude with Guru Blues with Stephen Taylor. If you can come out, Steve. Try the Guru Blues. Okay. What's up?
I can't find anyone to show me what to do. I can't find anyone, it's making me so blue that I can't find anyone but you. Yeah, I can't find anyone who knows me good as you. Yeah, I can't find anyone, only you, Guru. I can't find anyone that's visited the past. I can't find anyone that's willing to be last to take me up to heaven. They're going to hell so fast. Oh, I can't find anyone to blow me in the grass. Yeah, I can't find anyone to fuck me in the ass. I can't find anyone that isn't drinking wine. I can't find a teacher that isn't loaded blind. I can't find anyone that isn't out of his mind on ideas, on fears, or the tears cops leave behind. Yet I can't find anyone doesn't want to police the wind. I can't find anyone that wants to meditate. Nobody wants to work or play with a steady state economy. Nobody wants the earth to celebrate a world of conscious mercy, a world we could create if we all sat down and decided not to be great.
I look in the White House, there's no one talks to me. I look in the Congress, don't know eternity. The Supreme Court is fighting with the sea. They're sitting now deciding on the old death penalty. And the Rosenberg's children have written their story. And what's the public doing but drinking beer in cans? And what's the children screwing with but cars to go to dance? And what's the music playing? Plutonium in your pants. Yeah, the mass is crazed for energy to fill our metal wants. And the capitalists are angry at the communistic ants. Oh, I can't find anyone to help me sing my songs, to spread the sacred dharma. Our suffering's been so long. My ignorance, my ego keeps banging the angry gong. But I gotta find someone who's willing to be wrong and stay on earth and see the worth of a road endlessly long. No, I can't find anyone to talk to me with sense. I can't find anyone to cross the bony fence. I can't find anyone to work, the work's immense. It's the effort just to get here where we are with common sense. The world of joy is empty, the real world is so dense. No, I can't find anyone to show me what to do. I can't find anyone, it's making me so blue. No, I can't find anyone, anyone but you. Oh, I can't find anyone that knows me good as you. No, I can't find anyone, only you, Guru.
Out of an eye comes research, her night a portrait and a description. A night of knowledge, it was plainly hers. Two ways of writing explain this. There was her night, and then there was her night, a repetition. There was her night, and then there was her night, a repetition. Everywhere she claims the night as hers, purple, dark, starry. It was hers, and then it was hers too, a repetition. Night is anyone's guess. Is it her guess, or is it her guess? It was her night, and then it was her night, a repetition. Two ways explain this. There was her night, the all-American night, and then there was the other, a repetition. Recesses, one has one's program for. My streets are not hers at night. Her streets were not the others at night. Night went on just like that. She was dreaming, and she was dreaming too. Was it a repetition? She dreamed her clothes were like Spanish ice cream. She dreamed something. The moth beckoned to her. She had the desire to include a shawl while the other one walked towards a mountain. It was her night, but it was her night too, a repetition. It was her night, but it was her night too, a repetition. It was a cold night, or else it was mild and starry. Something moved. Was she moving, or was she moving? A repetition. The mirror reflected her night. She dressed for the wind, or else she dressed for another. She repeated the gesture against her eyelid. She walked across the room and into the night. She walked where there had never been a mountain. She was lost in the abstraction of the girl's perfume. She couldn't even begin to remember the rooms. The Last Motel, El Rito, Bellevue, a stuffy sitting room. Good to be outside in her night. Or was it her night, a repetition? She prostrated to her potentially luminous mind while the others slept late. Literature was being written at night as she repeated the gesture against her eyelid. A couchette rattled into Trieste. A plane jets across the continent. Her night, because it was forbidden, amused her. Another one walked toward the mountain, confused. Was it really her night, or was it her night, a repetition? Now I'm up above the clouds, and the moon is up with me. Seeing what someone else means by night is always another option. Suspend all preconceptions and forget the concepts moon, night. It is frightening if you are a prisoner, or a relief if you are this one walking, walking, walking. Her night is of no importance, really, but there has never been another one like it. Will it always be her night, or will it be the others, a repetition? Can she remain outside? Or be a prisoner to the rooms. Moonlight, hear the amorous cats. Moonlight, the South American map lies exposed to the elements. She did not drop by at 3 a.m. as supposed, but made another night call, a bird call. She stopped, she waited, the other one listened from her room. Was it her night? Or was it her night, a mere repetition? In between lovers, between textures, the texture of this night and of the other's night, a repetition. Between textures, silk, velvet, cool cotton. Throw back the bedspread. Out of the eye comes the moon. Out of the eye, seduction. Does it matter what anyone does when it is her night? It is plainly hers. Two ways of writing explain her night. Her coat was made for a night like this, but the other, where was she leading? None knew. She, the other one, the one walking toward the mountain, displayed her zeal hour by hour. Only opium could change this dream. The other, inside, said her nervousness was a blind. Talk about something like, we, in this period, have not lived in remembering. My excitement is my open eyes. Out of an eye comes research. Her clothing is of a daily island life variety. A line distinguishes it, while the other dresses for the cold. Everything would not be repeated in the morning. Listen, hum of typewriter. Listen, one thought, 3:15 a.m. Listen, another thought, there is a way to telephone her. Night is long to her. And short to us, or night is long to one and short to the other. We are the repetition of her night, and of her night a repetition. We are the repetition of her night, and of her night a repetition, a repetition, a repetition. Say that again, a repetition. Say that again, her night. Say that again, a repetition. She is ahead of herself. She, the other, is behind every action. Concentration for one was having the night inside her all the time, while the other, outside, walked toward a mountain. They thought, we will go to any lengths to stay awake. They were excited about making double time. It was her night. It was hers also, a repetition. This is an ordinary, great deal to know. Thank you. Thank you, musicians. Another little recent song called De Sueño al Sueño al Sueño, From Dream to Dream. Sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño. De sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño. Ser un niño de ilusión. Este mundo puede terminar hoy por la noche, de sueño al sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño. Es un sueño dulce, es un sueño peligroso, es un sueño dulce, es un sueño peligroso. De sueño al sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño. Otros mundos, llegar y salir. Otros mundos, llegar y salir. Llegar y salir. De sueño al sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño. Besos luminosos, besos luminosos. La poesía es la energía para llevarte. De sueño al sueño, al sueño, al sueño, al sueño. Be a child of illusion. This world could end tonight. Be a child of illusion. This world could end tonight. De sueño al sueño. I'll swing you, I'll swing you, I'll swing you. It is a sweet dream. It is a dangerous dream. It is a sweet dream. It is a dangerous dream. De sueño, I'll swing you, I'll swing you, I'll swing you, I'll swing you. Other worlds come and go. Other worlds come and go. Coming and going. Other worlds going and coming. Other worlds. De sueño, al sueño, I'll swing you. From dream to dream to dream to dream to dream. Your kisses are luminous details in the night. Your kisses are luminous details in the night. Poetry is the energy that wakes me up. La poesie es la energía para llevarte. From dream to dream to dream to dream to dream. De sueño al sueño al sueño al sueño al sueño.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Jack Collum and Joe Ritchie for that one. It came to me while we drove back from Taos. Okay, and this is a paean, May I Speak Thus? And it's a kind of chant incantation for all those in sex sickness. For a planet in sex sickness. May I speak thus? Lovers, may you be inside each other, traveling in each other's bodies like fire. May you be inside each other, traveling like fire. And will you, and will you, and will you, and will you? May the chemistry be good inside of fire. May you be close in sweat and loving inside of fire. Look at each other, brown, 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 black, 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 yellow, 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 inside a fire. And may the chemistry be good, and may you be right to each other. And may I speak these things of love like fire? May I speak these things of love like fire, burning together all conceptions? This is not destruction. This is the elements speaking together of earth, earth, air, air, fire, fire, water, water, earth, earth, air, air, fire, fire, water, water. And pray they be clean in you, and pray they be clean in us, pray they be clean in you, pray they be clean in us. Juice is flowing, river rising, you lie together on the earth. You breathe in the air, the breath of anyone who has ever lived. Plants also, birds also. May the breath be transformed into fresh air for anyone who has ever lived. And these are the elements speaking together of earth, earth, air, air, fire, fire, water, water, earth, earth, air, air, fire, fire, water. I say, gather each other in your wind, your fire. Gather each other and pant together like the good machine, and pant together like the good machine, and heave together like the good machine. These are the rocks you thought could never be moved. These are the mammals coming out of water to air, panting together, heaving together, traveling inside each other like fire. And may I speak thus? And may I speak thus? A fire, a body, a river rising. May the chemistry be good. Strumming the chords together in love, may the chemistry be good. And may the cells be suffused with light. May fire burn and cleanse what was the separation. May fire burn and cleanse what was the separation. Throw the past in the fire. Throw conception in the fire. What happens next?
a new word speaking of will you, and may I, lift it up, lift up, river rising, earth sticks to our bodies, lift up, and river rising, and I speak of these things, of air, air, fire, fire, earth, earth, water, water, air, air, fire, earth, water. All the elements speaking together speak of this action. Bodies lunge in harmony. River rising. May it not be violent. May it be an agreement. May the elements be transforming. May your mind be present as you sup each other in. May your mind be present as you drink each other in. Speech turns to the primal sounds of pleasure. The first vowels of pleasure, they wake the enemies of lovemaking, wake the enemies of bedmaking with A, and O, and E, and U, and I, the words aren't formed yet, with A, and O, and E, and U, and I, may I, may I, may I speak thus of your fucking, may I, may I, may the liquids be clean in us, may there be no destruction, may we charm the elements at the gateway, may they work for you, may they work for us, may we dedicate this act to all those in sex sickness and spread the merit in myriad directions. Thank you. See you later.